The prophet Jeremiah proclaims, "The time is coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill my gracious promise. I will raise up a righteous branch who will restore justice. In those days, my people will live in safety. This is what the one whom I send will be called. The Lord is our righteousness." This is the hope that the world needs. This is the hope that we cling to. This is the hope that this season of Advent declares to be ours. God will be our righteousness. God will make things right. God will be our justice. This is the hope that the world needs. In a time in which so many people are struggling in so many ways, so many people struggling with illness, their own or their loved ones, cancer, heart disease, dementia, mental illness, so many ways the body can go wrong. So many people reeling from disaster, flooding and other damage from hurricanes along the Gulf Coast and in Appalachia, wildfires raging in Western United States. So many people caught in financial struggles with wealth and pay gaps continuing to be a significant issue, the bottom half of Americans only holding 2.5% of all the wealth, the cost of living now outstripping average worker income in almost every single town in our nation, with political division eating up our nation, not just the normal disagreement of times past, but never-ending hateful rhetoric, demonizing those who disagree, fueled primarily by the constant pouring fuel onto the fire by those who benefit financially from the chaos. With a dramatic rise in hate crimes, violence directed at others, targeted specifically because their ethnic, national, religious, or sexual identities, because they are different. With so many people around the world suffering due to rising temperatures and climate extremes, this year, almost over, is on track to be the year with the highest average global temperature on record, and simultaneously the year in which we produce the highest carbon emissions in history. Almost no progress being made. So many people suffering, broken, divided, despairing in so many different ways. Hopelessness, despair, sometimes threaten to overwhelm. Studies reveal that tremendous numbers of adults suffer from loneliness weekly or even daily. Huge numbers of people wrestle with despair and hopelessness. Coping with life is a struggle for so many. So many need someone to lean on, some message which provides hope. This is why we need to hear Jeremiah. The time is coming when I will fulfill my glorious promise. I will raise up a righteous branch, one who will restore justice, and my people will live in safety. The one whom I send will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. This is the hope, friends, that the world needs. This is the hope that Advent declares to be ours. Jesus in the Gospel of Luke says, "In those days that are coming, the earth will be shattered. Humanity will be shaken. people will despair at what is happening. And yet the Son of Man, the truly human one, will come in power to change everything. As the prophet proclaims, the Lord is our righteousness. God will become our righteousness. This is the good news. God will be for us and in us what we are unable to become by ourselves. God will transform hearts. God is transforming hearts. God is changing people. God is tilting the world into being what God desires it to be. We may not always feel it. We may not always see it. But it is happening if we look for it. The good news is that God is bringing hope to us. And God is bringing hope through us. God is bringing hope to us by moving us, leading us, guiding us, helping us to grow into being what God desires us to be. And God is bringing hope to others through the change, the transformation, the hope and joy and love that is in us. When people see it in us, God brings hope to others. Advent reminds us of this. As we gather in this place, as we give thanks for God's love in worship and prayer, as we lift up in prayer those who are experiencing tragedy and suffering, as we reach out to those in need of hope through all our different ministries, through the testimony of our lives, through the testimony of our loving others, of serving others, through the testimony of our resisting hate and division, decrying violence and destruction, through the testimony of our insistence on God's radical love for all people. As we gather here, God is bringing good news to us and bringing good news to others through us. God is indeed creating that which God desires, that which the world needs, people of justice, people of joy, people of love, people at peace. The time is coming when I will fulfill my promise, raise up a righteous branch. In those days, people will live in safety. This is the name of the one whom I will send. The Lord is our righteousness. This is that time when God is fulfilling God's gracious promise. Every time since the death and resurrection of Jesus, every time that God gathers God's people, Christ's body, together to hear the good news and to go out and live the good news, every time that happens is that time of which Jesus spoke. God is fulfilling God's promise, raising up a righteous branch, raising up Jesus, the people of Jesus. God is in the midst of the horror, the suffering, the tragedy. God is working to bring us to live in safety, proclaiming, I am your righteousness. I am your justice. My people proclaim my ways. My ways shall be your ways. The ways of hope and joy, love and peace. Christ will come. Christ is coming in and through us. This is the good news of Advent. Come, Lord Jesus. Quickly come. Amen.